Hey, here to bring you a fun special, the original Blue Duck Morn. Have fun. Welcome back, everyone, to Podnove X. This here is a very special day. This is Blue Duck Morn. This is the morning when all the children wake up after Blue Duck Eve. And, well, I don't want to spoil too much. So, here we go. Here are some voices that you may know, or some that you may not know, or some that you recognize from whispers in the middle of the night.
Hello, faithful listeners, and welcome back to AAHHPBW TV. Always, always Hyper History Production Broadcast Watermelon TV Network. And today we have a very special broadcast today from James, a roving reporter, James. I didn't catch your last name.
Oh, don't worry about it.
I'd really like to.
Don't worry about it.
Okie dokie.
Today we cover a story on one of the most beloved childhood holidays of the country. A holiday revered by both parents and children. This is AAHHPBW-TV special cover of Blue Duck Morn. The original Blue Duck Morn, or Utro Gulubi Utki, is as it is in the original Russian. Now the original concept of Blue Duck Morn has mostly been lost to time, but a few things have prevailed. Blue Duck Morn always occurs on February 2nd. The original Blue Duck Morn, while the name is originally in Russia, the tradition of Blue Duck Morn began in Nauru.
Nauru?
Nauru is a country off the coast of Brazil. It has a mostly windy climate with only 50 sunny days a year, all of them in the month of November, the Norish month of November. Their main currency is also bees.
That doesn't seem right. Let me see. Ah, yes. Let's see. Nauru seems to be a small country in Macronesia.
Nope, nope, nope. That can't be right.
Yeah, I think.
Back to the special!
Okay.
The original Blue Duck Morn began to surface about in 1987, when the federal dictatorship of Nauru began to notice a drastic decrease in country happiness. That was when they decided to attempt to create a military holiday to attempt to increase the satisfaction of the feudal state. The first draft of the holiday was Happiness Day. By researching carefully recorded blogs of YouTube channels from around that time, we can manage to determine that Happiness Day was a government-mandated day where everyone must be happy. We can also determine that if you were not happy, there were penalties of fines, suspension, prison, and even death. Thankfully, that holiday died after only a few years in Nauru, and that it never became popular in the U.S. The next attempt by the Nauru government for a happy holiday was the holiday that we know as Blue Duck Morn. But in 1986, when the government-mandated holiday was known as Obstillance Loss Evening, while the basic premise was the same, the finer details were different. First of all, both parents and children were participating in the event.
Wait, James, back up. This is meant for all people. Some people might not know what Blue Duck Morn is. We should explain to everyone what Blue Duck Morn is.
Good point. Well, listeners, the point of Blue Duck Eve is to commemorate what you have and to acknowledge what you have lost. On February 1st, Blue Duck Eve, every child in America places their favorite possession out on the front steps that each parent has painted blue that the day before, and then goes to bed. If they are lucky, they may be able to catch the mangour de chair afene et devoure damas. Humains take the objects and leave a small blue egg that will be cooked for breakfast the following morning. The point of Blue Duck Morn is that the mangour de chair afene devoure damas humains de, or the blue duck will come and take your most prized possessions every year. But now, back to the history lesson. After Obstillance Loss Evening got updated to Blue Duck Eve, and the government to Mangur de Chair Afeme de Devare de Nas Humains, the holiday was then brought to China by a couple that was visiting Nauru one weekend of Blue Duck Eve. From there, it is moved to Russia, where the original name was created, and then to the U.S. Nauru and the U.S. were the only countries that Blue Duck Eve both caught on and was widespread. When Belgium took over Nauru in 2003, the tradition of Blue Duck Eve was lost to the traditional Belgian tradition of Tide Pod Week. Thank you, Noah. Back to you.
This has been an AAHHPBW TV special cover of the Blue Duck Morn. Next up, homicidal chickens. What you and your family can do. and a KFC is the main help. But first, 7.5 hours of screaming. Thank you for listening.
This has been Podnova X Bonus Episode 1, Blue Duck Morn 2019. Voices you heard in this episode were James, our audio producer, playing James, and Noah, playing Noah. Or in this case, Cyrus, playing James, and Noah, playing Noah. Very special thanks to Free Sound Project and the users who contributed their sounds in chronological order. 1. News Jingle 1, User Condom. News Jingle 2, User Mansurian. 3. Keyboard, User Troll Arch 2. Screams, User Gumworms. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back next Friday with the next real episode of Pun of X.
And
I promise.
And